Hey guys, welcome back to Coffee Connect. It's been a while. I wanted to share a little bit of something that was on my heart. It's been so long and I've missed connecting in this format, and lately I have been feeling a pull to come back to this space to create and to connect. And I didn't know what message I needed to bring to this page, but something on my heart said this was something you needed to share. And it's just a reflection on the experience of love and expectations through partnership and the evolution of what that looks like. And I hope that you get something from it. And please feel free, if you do, to share and let me know what you think. Happy listening. So I'm just gonna go off the cuff, because this song that I just listened to tapped into so many different memories for me, and today unlocked something in my brain and my heart and my creative, just my creative brain, my creative side. And what's interesting for me is this song I listened to just flashed me back to this high school memory of being at this kegger party that we had out in the woods. And there was this guy there, and I thought he was so attractive, and he was from a private school, of course, not our school. And everybody wanted to, you know, find out who he was and if he was available. And then fast forward to towards the end of the night, him and I end up making out or whatever, and then he puts his hand up my shirt in front of everybody. And I remember this guy from my school walking by and saying, "I'm next." And I just remember feeling so cheap. And there were so many mixed feelings of I wanted this guy. I found him so attractive. And there is this sense of achievement with getting this affirmation and attention from this guy that everybody found attractive. And I just remember just feeling so shitty afterwards, and feeling like that's not what attraction is supposed to feel like. Like, that's not what connection is supposed to feel like. And throughout my younger years, of course, being of course, going through the Disney ages of the princess and getting saved, and love stories are supposed to be a fairy tale. It all feels like it was brainwash, and it feels like it just did such a disservice to really teaching people, not even just women, but just people, how to love and be loved in return and what love looks like. And then there's this whole other influence from parents that never really exemplified how to exchange genuine true love and connection growing up. You know, they had this dynamic that was more of a partnership to get things done, and not necessarily a loving, romantic example of what love, loving each other and loving a partner should look like. Or did look like. And I'm just remembering all these examples growing up of just exchanges with people that I dated, and one of them being so meaningful within high school that I would probably consider one of my biggest love relationships. That was when I really felt like, when I said I love you, I meant it. And being so disappointed whenever he cheated. And then going into the next relationship and just seeking that affirmation, connection. And for the longest time, I was very much serial monogamous, and I just kind of jumped from one relationship to the next, just seeking that connection, seeking that affirmation. And when my parents got divorced, I mean, it just like was ungrounding. Like, it just totally rocked my world. And having to unravel all of those impressions of what a marriage is supposed to look like, and who they were as a person, and how they imprinted on me things that didn't have to be a part of my identity any longer. And just because I was like my mother didn't mean I had to be like my mother, and didn't mean that I had to attract a man that was like my father. And just like stepping out into your own persona and developing your career and developing your personality and your identity. There was so much growth. There was so much growth within my 20s, and there was so much heartache. And I'm reflecting on that today because it has been so difficult. It has been so difficult to find the connection as an adult that I really want. And I think a lot of that is related to lying to yourself of what it's supposed to be and feel like. And it's supposed to feel like a fairy tale, and it's supposed to feel like magic, and it's supposed to feel like butterflies, and like it's supposed to complete you, and it's supposed to, all these supposed to's and shoulds and has to be's and all these rules and black and white descriptions of what it's all supposed to be and feel like. And it's just all unraveling, you know? And it actually feels a lot less difficult to grasp now. Like, everything feels just a little bit more clear, because the expectation of magic, like, is off the table. Like, it's not, like, I don't know how to describe this any other way than it's not that life can't be magical in moments and make you sit there in awe and amazement. I think there are definitely moments that feel like that for us. Like, and it's all individualized. It can be something like just feeling the calm of the breeze and watching the lake and hearing the trees rustle and sipping your coffee and being out on the water and listening to kids laugh and just being in the moment, being so content in your presence that just everything feels like magic. Everything feels a little bit more slowed down and like a freeze frame, and you just feel like things are suspended. Like, there are definitely moments like that. And I think that we make a mistake that the first time you meet someone, that all of that is supposed to happen. And any growth, anything worth having, any time, any moment frozen that can be appreciated is because we got there through so much. I wouldn't even say it has to be strife or struggle or difficulty, but it is the lows that make the highs feel so much better and so much more sweeter. And I don't know, I've just been reflecting so much on what love and relationships look like, and the journeys that have taken me to the moment I am now. And I feel so sure of what love should look and feel like for me now. And it looks nothing like I felt when I was younger. And I think that that's why this song hit such a tune with me because I've been through so much heartache. I've been through situations where people have taken advantage of my heart and of the situation. I've been embarrassed, you know. I've been embarrassed with how much I've just fallen in love and put the rose-colored glasses on for far too long. And then I've been disassociated, and I've been on the other end where I'm the heartbreaker. And I've put myself out there just to feel something again. And I shouldn't have. And then I've, you know, I've gone through some massive heartbreak and gotten to the point where I think this is it. This is him. This is the one. And luckily, my intuition has saved me every time. Every time. And so it's just being single this long and going through these dating phases of dating people and dating myself, and just going through these checkpoints of what do I really want? What does that look like? What does that really feel like? And having to create these stopping points because recently it felt like I got into this fleeting moment of getting ahead of myself. And it's been a while since I truly like cracked my heart wide open and I let it happen and it felt so good for a moment. But that's kind of the funny thing about life is whether or not you're open to love or not, timing, can be a cruel teacher. It can also be a savior in the sense that maybe when you thought something was for you, maybe it just wasn't. And maybe timing needed to be that teacher to tell you it's just not time yet. And that's not yours. And that's not what's meant for you. But at the end of the day, it's just what it comes down to for me is that love will always be worth it. And it's so worth trying and trying again. And as much as there are moments that make me want to close off and close down, it just, it always comes back to wanting to try again. No matter what age I am, no matter what eventually that partnership looks like and unfolds to be, I'm not personally stuck on like the needing to get married and the needing to have a traditional flow of expectations, child, no child. Like, I think the relationship will make so much more sense when I meet that person and it'll unfold as it should be. But I have felt like there was a message that needed to get out some way or somehow. And I haven't been on here in so long. And lately I have just been getting like subtle whispers of like, it's time to come back. It's time to come back. Like something that you need to share is going to come up for you and you're going to need to share it. And like, and today. Today felt like it was a message that needed to get out, and I don't know who it's for. I don't know if it's just for me, just to have a record of a moment. But if you're listening to this and you resonate with this, or you're going through it and you're feeling like, I just can't try one more time, and I need to close my heart because it's just safer that way. You're right. It is safer that way. But it's a whole lot that you're going to be missing out on. It's a whole lot of love. And love is not safe, but it's worth it. It's 1,000% worth it. And if you're hurting, I'm sending my love to you. And if you're healing, I'm sending my love to you. And if you're listening, thank you for listening and sending you love. Thanks so much. so much for checking out Coffee Connect today. And if you feel called to, please leave a 5-star rating, share, and subscribe, and let me know your thoughts. Happy listening.